Episode 914, The Lies You Tell Yourself.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is Wellness Wednesday, so get your happy hat on because we're going to be talking about the lies you tell yourself. You're telling yourself a lie right now. I don't know what it is, but we're chatting about it today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's all about wellness today. Health. Your health is your wealth. And as much as we think that we're wealthy, we want to have the riches of the world, maybe our bank account that's big. If we don't have our health, it doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about lies. The lies you tell yourself keep you from reaching what is yours. Every single day of your life, you tell yourself a lie. And I'm not talking about this little white lie or whatever. I'm not saying, you know, what lies that you are or aren't saying to your husband or to your children. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these internal lies that you tell yourself. You take these lies and allow them to saturate your activities, your emotions, and even your decisions. They become your new reality. When you're trying to build your wealth with health, you can't. The lies you keep telling yourself are these humongous boulders and you can't get around them. So what are these lies you keep telling yourself? Well, I want to chat with you about four primary lies that we talk about. And I want you to think about, as we go through this whole discussion here, I want you to think about the lies that you tell yourself. Maybe the lie that you already told yourself today. Because you may even have more lies than the four primary ones we're going to talk about today. Feel free to share them with me. We don't know what we tell ourselves until we focus on the themes. And yes, you have themes in your life. It can be based on seasons in your life, previous experiences, or even your ruts, where you get stuck. But these themes can be good, or they can be those lies you tell yourself, the bad. So what lies do you tell yourself? Well, there's four primary ones. The number one I want to talk about is, I've tried everything. I've tried everything to get healthy. It is my priority. I've been working on it for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I've tried everything. Nothing seems to work. It doesn't work in my schedule. It doesn't work for my family. It doesn't work for me. You know, I have to change things around. I've tried everything. Well, have you really tried everything? Have you really tried everything and what were those results? Because where's your checklist? Where's your accountability list of you keeping track of, yes, I did this and this was the result. Oh, wait, then I took this combination. Do you know how many different combinations there are for you to get healthy? Millions, millions upon millions upon millions. Because you can change your diet. You can change the type of fitness you do. There's so many different combinations. In fact, I'm not even brilliant enough to come up with a number. If you are, send that number to me because I would love to think about that in terms of this huge honking number. But that primary lie that we tell ourselves is, well, I've tried everything. What are you really looking for? Is really the right combination to get the results that you want. So right now, you haven't tried everything. You just haven't found the right combination, but it's a lie. And what? That ends up being an excuse. So therefore, we check it out the window and we say, I don't have to be healthy. I don't have to work at this. I don't have to work at exercise. I hate the word. I don't want to do it. And I don't have to think about healthy foods. I don't want to be a little rabbit. I want to eat my brownies and have my ice cream and drink my soda, and that's my happy place. I told you need your happy cap today, so I hope you have it on because these lies may get a little personal to you. So maybe you've been telling yourself, I tried everything. Maybe another primary lie that you've been talking about, number two, is I can't do that. I just can't do that. You've seen other people's successes. and what they have been doing and how they go about getting healthy. And you're like, oh, I can't do that. There's no way. You defeat yourself before you even begin. You come up with an excuse, another excuse. So that lie you tell yourself, I can't do that. I can't do that. I wasn't made to do that. I'm not a runner. These people do cardio all the time. I can't do that. Is that a lie that you're telling yourself today? Maybe you told yourself last week. Maybe it was your excuse when you got up Monday morning and you said, I can't do that. Doesn't fit in my schedule. Maybe another primary lie you have kind of wrapped yourself around is number three. And you tell people, this is more of a reactionary statement that you're telling people this. You just don't understand. You don't get it. You don't understand where I'm at right now in my life. Uh-huh. What you're doing here is you're trying to make it about someone else when it's still all about you. You want to push the excuse on someone else. It's not really my fault, and you just don't understand. You don't understand the position I'm in. You don't get it. And when you do that, what? Then you don't have to take responsibility. Wow, yes. Now it's not my fault anymore. Woohoo! I can shake it off. The lies you tell yourself. Is that one you've been telling yourself lately? Think about it. Because we don't think about it. So I'm asking you right now today to think about it. So we've already talked about, I've tried everything. Have you? I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. You just don't understand. You don't get it. Well, those excuses, yeah, you can push it onto somebody else, but is that really what you want? Anyone say ego to that? Mm-hmm. And another one, another primary lie that you tell yourself is number four. And this one's a big one. And I've even said it myself on here, right? Because we talk about the KISS, the keep it simple strategy, the simple strategy. But we say it's easier said than done. You know what? Everything in life is easier said than done. So stop talking smack. It's easier said than done. If I want ice cream, I can sit here and say, I want ice cream. You know, I want to get ice cream out of my refrigerator, but that's easier said than done because if I want ice cream out of my refrigerator, that means I physically have to get off my duff and I have to walk into the kitchen, get my bowl out, unless I'm going to use the container as my bowl, and dip the ice cream. That may take 5 minutes. Oh, that's easier said than done. And you're like, but that's just ice cream. But what's your fitness? It's your health. It's your wealth. Think about it. What lies are you telling yourself? Because all of these lies that you tell yourself, you qualify them. They become what? Your reality. They become your excuse. And you're like, bleh. It's not even the blip on the radar that's like, and you find yourself dancing with lies. Because these lies you tell yourself when you qualify them, you qualify them by your excuses, your actions or lack thereof, even your thoughts. That's why they become your reality. And if you've made them part of your reality, what does that mean? They're no longer a lie, right? Because they are an assumed truth. Whoa. No wonder you're stuck. No wonder you're not wealthy in your health. Because you're living these assumed truths in your life. It's time to wipe all of that away. So how do you escape the lies you tell yourself? Well, you got to stop qualifying your reaction and change the quality of the question. This is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Change the question to change the answer. You qualify the lies you tell yourself. You do so. We just talked about that. By your excuses, your actions, even your thoughts. But what you want to do is you want to focus on the change. Change is constant. And that's the adventure you want to adopt. That's where the magic happens, is in the change. So you have to change the question to change the answer. So what does that look like? Well, let's go back and talk about the four primary lies that we tell ourselves. Number one primary lie was, I've tried everything. I've tried everything. Well, instead of saying, well, gosh, I've tried everything. No, you haven't. Say, gosh, how can I try it my unique way? How can I make it mine? Own it. Own it. If your health is that important to you, start owning it. Try your unique way. Figure out your combinations. What works for you? Number two primary lie. I can't do that. I can't do it. I'm defeated already before I begin. Well, the thing is, you can do it your way with your twist. It just has to have your twist to it. Maybe you're not a runner, so go walk. If God gave you movement ability and your legs are working, then go walk if you can't run. Stop making excuses. You can do it. Number three primary lie was, you just don't understand. You don't get me. Well, we're talking about that with what? Pushing the excuse on someone else. So with that, you have to take responsibility. Instead of saying you just don't understand, you need to own it. Where have I fallen short? What changes can I make to help this work in my life? If it's a time issue, you can always find time. I'm here to tell you I have found time, and I used to use it as an excuse all the time. It was about time, but you know what? It was about time that I take responsibility with my lack thereof of time. It was my problem. Now, are you confused on the time thing? Because I just went there around an entire circle of time. It's an excuse. You just don't understand. You don't get it. No, I do get it. But do you get it? Take responsibility. And our number four primary lie that we tell ourselves is what? Easier said than done. So if it's easier said than done, then what do we have to do? Do it and cross the hard roads when you come to them. Do it. Everything is easier said than done. You know this. So go out and do it anyway. If you need to get more intentional movement and you're like, gosh, I just need to move more. I've actually figured out that I only walk like 2,500 to 3,000 steps a day, which in all honesty, I've done the test on myself. And I thought I was the most busiest mom ever with five kids. I had one in high school, one in middle school at the time, and I had one in elementary and another one in elementary, a different elementary. They were kind of split there at the time. So two in elementary, one was a higher elementary, one was a little elementary, and then we had preschool. Okay, so talk about a range. And I was on the go all the time, activity after activity after activity. I was in charge of things. I was the director of a huge kids' children's choir. We did three major performances a year on three different musicals. Okay, you know what? It was easier said than done. You just don't understand my schedule. Yeah, I can't do that. And I've tried everything. No, I didn't. I didn't try everything. What I did try was I took those lies that I told myself and they became my absolute truths. Is that what's happening in your life today? You got to dispose of these lies so you can live the life God desires for you. If you want help with this, because I know, yes, it's not easy. Why do you think I call these particular take aim action steps for you? It's the KISS, the keep it simple strategy. You got to change the question to change the answer. So you stop telling the lies. You got to stop making these your absolute truths. Get rid of that. Dispose of them. Blow them up. Whatever you want to say. God desires more from you and for you. So if you want help, click on the link, take aim. I know I've been there, and I would love to come beside you. You get a complimentary free. That word complimentary means free. It's a gift. My gift to you. It's a free coaching call. And you're like, oh, that's no big deal. You go look on my website and see what not a big deal is to have one coaching call with me. I think it'd be worth your time. I know it would be worth your health, which would lead to many more years of wealth. So think about it. Remember, don't qualify the lies by qualifying your reaction. Change the quality of your question to get a quality answer for your life. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.